ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Crowd control barriers are up outside the courthouse in the nation's capital ahead of former President Trump's arraignment Thursday, accused of a criminal conspiracy to stay in power despite knowing he lost the 2020 election. That from the indictment. There are six unnamed co-conspirators, but so far not indicted. ABC News legal contributor Ken Nowaday.
They are absolutely hoping for one of these co-conspirators to turn state's witness on the former president.
He's a former New York federal prosecutor. A jury's decided on the death penalty for the gunman who killed 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. The daughter of a victim, Daniel Stein.
I feel like a weight has been lifted and I can breathe a sigh of relief.
The judge will get the final say about Robert Bauer's fate. Some staff deemed non-essential being evacuated from the U.S. Embassy in the West African nation Niger a week after the military coup. The Internal Revenue Service says it aims to make filing your taxes completely paperless in 2 years. This is ABC News. Over 29 inches of rain has fallen in China's capital in the past few days, the heaviest rainfall in at least 140 years in Beijing. Typhoon Duxuri dumped it all. Emergency crews used rubber boats to rescue stranded people. The deluge knocking out power, destroying roads. The flooding lifted some cars on tops of bridges meant for pedestrians. With an interesting anecdote to tell, for probably quite a while, these crew and passengers evacuating in Atlanta a Delta flight from Richmond, Virginia. The passenger says one landing gear tire blew, another shredded. They slammed on the brakes, skidded, stopped. One injury. Publicly apologizing, Somalia's sports minister ordering the head of the National Track and Field Federation be suspended. This after a seemingly untrained female sprinter represented the African country at the World University Games in China and took more than 20 seconds to finish a 100-meter race. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot will be over $1.25 billion. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear. I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What, oh, what will you do if Trump was reelected? It could happen.
Yes, it could.
844-967-2789. Seriously, think about it. I'm sure we have some listeners who would celebrate and who are hoping that that is the outcome. But I think realistically, for our listeners who really do not want that to happen, what would you do if he was fairly reelected, especially in light of the newest indictments that came out yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, we pick our spots when we talk about the former guy because there's plenty of coverage to there's a lot of shows on this network that like to talk about it a lot. Obviously, almost every network out there talks about it a lot. So we find other things that we like to talk about, but sometimes every once in a while,
it's a big story.
It's a big story and we can't not talk about it. And yesterday qualifies as it's too big not to talk about, because yesterday former President Trump was indicted again on federal charges over his efforts to subvert American democracy and overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, which he lost.
Yes, he did.
It's his third indictment. It's the third indictment brought against him. He now faces a total of 78 criminal counts and a $40 million and growing legal bill. Before this year, no other former U.S. president had faced criminal charges.
He's got a lot of firsts on his record.
Got a lot of firsts. So how did we get here with at least the indictments that came down yesterday on the January 6th case? So as we probably remember, the January 6th committee, the House held a series of hearings on the events that led up to the Capitol insurrection on January 6th, 2021. And they released their report, and days after Trump announced his intention to run for 2024, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed special counsel Jack Smith to investigate. Side note, does Jack Smith and Hunter Biden kind of look similar?
A little bit.
Enough that if you're not, like, you're not following the case enough that you're like, which one is that?
They both have the kind of scruff going on there.
Kind of tall, lean,
yeah,
looking guys. Because I saw pictures like, no, that's Jack Smith. That's not Hunter Biden. Because I literally thought for a second in all of the coverage that came out yesterday that someone, because obviously Fox was running so much Hunter Biden stuff instead of talking about this. And I was like, did someone just tweet out a picture, like put out the image of Hunter Biden on the Trump headline? And I was like, oh, no, that's Jack Smith. Never mind. Roll it back. Anyways, so... speaking of Jack Smith, what did he find? Basically, that Trump and six unnamed co-conspirators allegedly worked to reverse the election results, and that those efforts ranging from privately contacting state officials, like in Wisconsin, to public statements undermining the 2020 results, have three different crimes: defrauding the U.S., obstructing a government proceeding, the January 6th election certification, and working to deprive people of their civil rights, basically their right to vote. Smith also charged Trump with trying to obstruct the investigation into all of this. So basically, among other details that came out in the indictment yesterday, it recounts that Trump's alleged attempts to pressure then Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election results. What did he say? You're too honest?
Yes, you're too honest.
When Pence said he did, no, I don't want to do that.
And I don't have the authority to do that.
And then as well as how Trump and his co-conspirators allegedly organized fraudulent electors in seven states. We know one of them being our state of Wisconsin, but also Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania. Michigan being the only one that has had any kind of legal movement on pressing charges against the people in their state who were part of this. So what now? Trump appears in court today. I think it's scheduled to be 4 p.m. And he, of course, has dismissed the indictment as election interference, and they're calling the charges fake and is wondering why it took 2.5 years to charge him. But the important thing to remember is he can still and is running for president. There is no precedent for what happens if a sitting president is convicted for a crime. So there's a chance that he could also get elected after being convicted of a crime and serve as president. And he very, very, very much has a lot of Republican support. On Monday, a New York Times Siena College poll found that he was demolishing the field for the Republican domination. He had 54%, and the next closest candidate was DeSantis at 17%.
Youch.
So I ask again, what will you do if he gets reelected? 844-967-2789, because it's looking more and more likely that there is a chance that we will have a candidate who will be convicted as charged for a variety of different charges and will still cinch the Republican nomination. And it could be a very close general.
For sure.
And in light of this, of not accepting the election results, what do you do as a person who does not want him to be president if he gets fairly elected?
844-967-2789. You can call and or text. Text from the 541. I'll do the same as I did the first time he was elected. Shake my head, not hire a hitman, and hope not too much gets screwed up in the meantime.
Yeah. I mean, what did I do last time? I went to the Women's March. That was, like, incredibly peaceful, and there was, like, no police there.
Right.
But do you not accept the election results? You know, do you storm the Capitol?
Use the same playbook against?
But, you know, the political reality here is that so many Americans, and I hear them call into our show, different shows on the network, have so little trust in our institutions, including the FBI, including the Justice Department, the Supreme Court. And even now there was a poll this week on not trusting the military. So our institutions, and as far as like our belief in them, is crumbling. And so, not to mention people's trust in media. So what is the truth ever? And so, you know, these charges are not going to stop Trump. And the allegations have been flattened to mere political fodder, right? Like, there's just people who are convinced that this is a witch hunt, that this doesn't matter, and are gung-ho Trump 2024. And there's enough of them that he will likely get the Republican nomination. There's nothing out there to make anyone believe, besides their own suspension of disbelief, that he will not be the Republican nominee. And so it's like the reality of this is basically, it's not even just our political unrest in our country, but it's also just the strength of how partisan everything is. And it's so intractable that they can't even be moved when this much evidence comes to light.
And this evidence, by the way, isn't coming from Democrats. This evidence is coming from people who served in his administration.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to remember that. The man who said he hired only the best people, he surrounds himself with only the best people. A lot of these best people are the ones who have testified against him. And we'll have the opportunity to see that evidence when this goes to trial.
And so it just feels, this feels incredibly heavy in the sense that it is, to me, so obviously laying out a choice of, do we, who, I think this was in a New York Times article I wrote, I wish.
You'll get there. You'll
I
get
read
there.
This morning, and it said, can a sitting president spread lies about an election and try to employ the authority of the government to overturn the will of voters without consequences? The question would have been unimaginable just a few years ago, but the Trump case raises the kind of specter more familiar in countries with histories of coups and juntas and dictators. And it's hard for me not to think that if we as a collective, and obviously it's not we as individuals, but we as a collective, reelect this guy, that that's not what we're headed towards. That there is no consequences for basically saying, I don't care that I lost this election. I want to stay in power. And because I have enough people that have my back, we're going to do it. And that we become like so many of these other countries that have unstable governments. And that, like, this is a crossroads for us. And it's not very clear what we're going to choose.
Well, and one thing that has always, at least in my estimation, really set America apart is the peaceful transfer of power.
I was thinking about that. I was going to tell you, it's like, oh, can you play the Hamilton song when George Washington... We'll maybe get the bump music on the way back, because that's exactly what that song's about. That's exactly what the entire thing was. Is like, people wanted George Washington to be king because that's what they knew, and goes, no, that's not the point of what we're doing
that's
here,
not,
folks.
Yes, that's not America.
So we'll go to a break right now. Would love to hear your thoughts on everything that came down yesterday. If you have an answer to what will you do if Trump is reelected, I understand that's a pretty hard pill to swallow. Maybe you don't want to, you're not ready to think about it yet, but 844-967-2789. It's 844-96-PARTY. We'll keep talking about this on the other side of the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 66. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 89. Lows level off around 59. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 85. Friday, under overcast skies. 80. Saturday, chance for scattered rain showers. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 71.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Asked the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling us to mind today, Andrew of Detroit.
Hey, Professor, this isn't my idea. I heard this on Stephanie Miller this morning, and I would put money on it. Number six is Peter Navarro. Why he hasn't been listed yet, but I bet it's Peter Navarro. Tell me what you think, Matt.
Yeah, no, that's a good answer. Now, Peter Navarro, it says he's a lobbyist, though. Now, that's what it says in the indictment. So is Peter Navarro an obvious? Well, yeah, but I think he was also staff at one point. You may be right. You may be right about Peter Navarro, but I'll tell you what. It says that he's a lobbyist who was instrumental in setting up the fake Elector scheme. So if Peter Navarro was that guy, you may be right. And then Andrew of Detroit will get mad props from us for having fingered it. Thank you very much for calling in, Andrew. All right, let's talk a little bit more about this indictment. Let's talk about this indictment. It says Trump had tried lawsuits and recounts, a lot of them. So he went through the process and he lost every one of them, including the U.S. Supreme Court, where he had appointed the tarantulas. He didn't appoint all six tarantulas. He appointed enough tarantulas to give them a tarantula majority. Well, here is some of the stuff that he said, nevertheless, knowing that it was false. And remember one thing. Everybody is going, you're going to look at MSNBC or CNN or Fox or whatever, and they're going to go, well, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he knew there wasn't fraud. And, you know, if he believed he was fraud, and by the way, he's fingering all his lawyers. A lot of these people who are his co-defendants were lawyers, and he's fingering them. He's going to say it's their fault, send them to jail. He doesn't care. I mean, this guy really doesn't care. This guy doesn't know the meaning of loyalty, does not know the meaning of loyalty. But after he lost all this stuff and so on, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's in your mind today?
Well, I've been thinking about the aircraft carrier Lexington going down in the Battle Midway. It took a couple hits and it was crippled. But until a Japanese sub came along and put two more torpedoes in it, it didn't go down. And that's an analogy with Trump. He had a couple indictments and maybe went up in the polls and raised a lot of money. But I think when he gets up to four indictments, he's going to lose steam. I think it's going to start whittling away at him.
Right. Yeah, I think, okay. No, I understand it. But next time you call in, just let's have an analogy where the Japanese aircraft carrier gets sunk, because that was one of our guys. And at the Battle of Midway and also the Battle of Leyte Gulf, the Navy sunk in one of them, Battle of Midway, I think they sunk four Japanese aircraft carriers. So that's the one I like to hear. And so we're going to do analogies about sinking enemy aircraft carriers, not American aircraft carriers. Now, here's some of the things that Trump said. This guy knew absolutely what had gone on. He said, number one, There are more than 10,000 dead people voted in Georgia. Now, this is all in the indictment. You got to read this indictment. If you want a history lesson that's frankly very interesting to read, like People Magazine type thing, read this thing. He said there are more than 10,000 people who voted in Georgia. Raffensperger and the Republicans there said that's false. He said that there were 205,000 more votes than voters in Pennsylvania. The Attorney General and the Assistant Attorney General of the United States serve under him said that's false. He said there was a suspicious vote dump in Michigan, in Detroit. The deputy attorney said that was false. And the Republican Speaker of the House in Michigan and the Republican Senate Majority Leader in Michigan said that was false. He said there were tens of thousands of doubtful votes in Michigan also. And the Secretary of State and the Supreme Court said that was false. He said the same thing about Nevada. Supreme Court there said it was false, and the Secretary of State said it was false. He said there were more than 30,000 non-citizens who voted in Arizona. Trump's campaign manager said that was false. The Speaker of the House there said it was false. And all of these things ended up in court. Sidney Powell went in, all these lawyers, they lost every one. He said that there were voting machine irregularities that switched votes from Trump to Biden in Wisconsin. He was told that was false by Republicans. He said that Italy had changed votes by satellite. Sidney Powell pushed that. Trump was on the phone call. He covers the phone call and laughs and said, this is some crazy shit. I'll tell you what. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on December 14, 2020, rejected Trump's claim, rejected his claim that there were irregularities that changed the result in Wisconsin. Our Supreme Court, it was 4-3, three justices wanted to go for Trump even though he lost the election. You got to remember that. One of them, Justice Rogensack, left the bench, and Justice Protasiewicz, I was at her investiture yesterday. We'll talk about that some other time. It's terrific. But there's still two others on there. But 4-3, they rejected it. Nevertheless, right after that, the fake electors met in Wisconsin. And there's one other thing before we go to the break that fascinated me. If you read this indictment in paragraph 101, go right to 101, it says that an unnamed senator, and they're talking about Ron Johnson because it says it was in Wisconsin. An unnamed senator had the fake electors from Michigan and Wisconsin. I didn't know that before. I've always said that he pimped for Michigan, another guy pimped for Wisconsin. He had both of them. And he was supposed to communicate them to Pence's chief of staff. And his chief of staff did, but we thought that it was only Michigan. Maybe Ron Johnson chickened out about pimping Wisconsin too. I don't know. That's got to be looked at. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And baby, I love you. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. And at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. WWE Executive Chairman Vince McMahon was served with a grand jury subpoena last month, and federal law enforcers executed a search warrant at his home. That, according to the company, McMahon's being investigated for allegedly paying millions of dollars for years to women after being accused of sexual misconduct. He denies wrongdoing. Crowd control barriers are up at the courthouse in Washington for Thursday's third arraignment of former President Trump. Accused of knowing he lost the 2020 election, but was part of a criminal conspiracy to disrupt the lawful election process to stay in power. of the special counsel's case, ABC News legal contributor Ken Nowaday.
They have so many high-level executives and personnel who worked closely with the former president, and those are the types of people who would have direct evidence of the misconduct that's been alleged.
Mr. Trump denies wrongdoing. The Mega Millions jackpot for Friday will be at least $1.25 billion. This is ABC News.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Jean?
Hi, Matt. I just thank you for the great show. Missed you yesterday. I just want to advise people who have difficulty finding things, because sometimes you got to have the right place to look to get the information easily. And they can go to political.com and scroll down the page, and it will say, read the Trump indictment. Click on it, and then it will be a spot where read the full indictment, and you get a copy of the actual court document, nobody telling you anything about it, and read it yourself. I think you will be, well, grossed out and surprised and saddened. Anyway, thank you very much, Matt. Great show. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Gene, and thank you for that. Yeah, politico.com, and I'll tell you what, guys, it's 45 pages, but, you know, some of it is double space, and it's, the, you know, what statute he violated. You can skip that, but single space, and occasionally there are paragraphs, and this stuff in there, I didn't know, quite frankly. I mean, I hadn't heard about before, but that is because Jack Smith has the subpoena power in a grand jury and can force people in there, whereas the January 6th committee didn't have that bad subpoena power. So there you have it. That's exactly what it was. Going back to the lines. Doug of Cudahy. Thanks for going with us for my day, Doug.
Hi, Matt. It's good to talk to you this afternoon. I want to just say that I think this is a good day for justice as well as the United States. We should have held Nixon accountable. We should have held Bush accountable. And this has got to stop with this nonsense. And then the last thing I want to say to you before I go, my friend, is that I think that the guy that number six is Steve Bannon. That's my chime in, and I love you, brother, and I'll see you on the other side of this, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much, Doug. That's very, very interesting. Remember, guys, there are six co-conspirators, but only five of them could we tell who it was. You know, Giuliani and Clark and that kind of thing, Sidney Powell. But the six, it just says a lobbyist who ginned up the fake electors. And we have Andrew of Detroit calling in saying he thinks it's Peter Navarro. Doug of Cudahy saying Steve Bannon. These are excellent, excellent guesses. I don't know. I don't know. And if I had a prize to give to the one who called in correctly, I would. Sadly, I don't. However, thank you very much. That's very, very interesting. I want to go back quick to the topic, of course. There's one piece of breaking news. I told you that I was at Janet Protasiewicz's investiture yesterday. It was actually magnificent. We'll talk about that some more. But breaking news today, a complaint has now been filed to undo the rigged maps, get rid of gerrymandering. And she is now on the court. That is phenomenal news. And here are going to be the issues. If the Supreme Court takes original jurisdiction, they can come 4-3 to some kind of decision and appoint a special master because the Republican Party is intransigent and get fair maps like Iowa. It could do the normal course in which you go to a circuit court, then the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court, and then they offer to let the legislature try it again. This is a dishonest, illegitimate legislature. In other words, it's a Republican legislature. And they'll screw around and goose it past the 2024 elections, and it wouldn't kick in until 2026. These are very, very tough things, tough decisions. But thank God Janet Protasiewicz is on there, and that was just filed. The other quick thing I want to say, and this is good news for subscribers and for advertisers. Great news. Civic Media's WRJN and Racine and Kenosha will broadcast every Packer game all season long, every Packer game. Advertising on the Packers is gold. This is your chance. There are a few sponsorships left, but if you have a small business or a big business or any kind of business and you're interested in advertising on a Packer game for probably a lot lower rates than you are elsewhere, you can call. You can call 608-819-8255. They can also talk to you about advertising Wisconsin Badger games, local high school games. It depends on the target audience you want, but the Green Bay Packers are gold. They're green and gold. They are advertising gold. 608-819-8255. Talk to them immediately. There are some sponsorships left, and you will want to get in on that. Your product will get a lot of ears listening to it. The Green Bay Packers are going back to the line. Beverly of Richland Center, my friend. Thanks for calling, Beverly. What's in your mind today?
I'd like your take on the Wisconsin fake electors. I just finished reading the indictment, and in the memorandum, in the Wisconsin memo, they talk about that the Wisconsin fake electors were asked to meet and cast votes to preserve the alternative of the defendant's Wisconsin elector slate in event that Trump ultimately prevailed. And I wondered if that language that was just done to preserve the alternative, if that kind of gives them a card out from being indicted.
Yeah, no, the answer is no. And that statement of that, and you accurately recited the Republican position, is false and known by the Republicans to be false. And why do I say that? Because they met after the Wisconsin Supreme Court had ruled against Trump and said that Biden was the winner. which he was by 20,000 votes. Every Republican now says, well, they just want to preserve the alternative. Oh, really? Right after the Supreme Court said that Trump's wrong? What alternative? That's absolutely not correct. But I want to get to the fake electors now. And this is, let's go over exactly what we're talking about here. There were 10 fake electors and three co-conspirators with them. The 10 fake electors are Robert Spindell. He was on the Wisconsin Election Commission, and he chair of the Republican Party in the 4th Congressional District. Andrew Hitt, he's a former chair of the Republican Party, and he was in Scott Walker's cabinet. These are not, you know, chump change. This is not small potatoes. This is the guys. Kelly Rue, she was chair of the Republican 8th Congressional District Committee and was an alderman in De Pere. Carol Brunner, Sheboygan City Council she served on, and she also served on as vice chair of the 1st Congressional District GOP. Scott Grabens, former chair of the Dane County Republican Party. Darrell Carlson, former chair of the 6th Congressional District Republican Party, and he works with Scott Fitzgerald, who's the one who made sure that they had a room to meet in, recommended they have a room to meet in. Pam Travis, former vice chair of the 7th Congressional District Republican Party. Mary Bustrin, former national committee person for the, that's a big deal. Every state has a couple of national committee people they meet as an RNC, Republican National Committee, just like there's a DNC. Bill Feehan, he's the current Republican chair of the 3rd Congressional District Republican Party, and Kathy Kiernan, second vice chair of the state Republican Party. These guys are not innocent bystanders, the 10 of them. Scott Fitzgerald was the one who set in motion their getting a room to meet. He knew they were meeting, and one of his staffers, Darrell Carlson, was a fake elector. Darrell Carlson should be asked under oath, did you discuss that with Scott Fitzgerald? Did he want you to be one? He had to give you permission. You didn't do something like that without his permission. And of course, Robin Voss. The other thing about these guys, this was done secretly. Just like in Michigan, they were told, don't tell anybody. Nobody said who was in the room. And this was done after. It wasn't preserving anything. It wasn't preserving an alternative. The Wisconsin Supreme Court just ruled, had already ruled, that they lost. This was done to feed them to Pence. And the thing that blows me away, if you read paragraph 101 of the indictment, it says the senator, which is Ron Johnson, had in his possession the Michigan fake electors and the Wisconsin fake electors, which I did not know before this. That's what it says anyway. And we were under the impression he was only trying to feed the Michigan state electors, but he should be asked under oath, did you try to feed the state Wisconsin? And he'll say, I was only involved for a few seconds. As my chief of staff, I know not the man, and the cock crowed. Don't give me this stuff, okay, guys? Don't give me this stuff. We didn't just fall off the turnip truck on the way into town, okay? And so here is what happened. These people have got to be indicted. You got to give Jack Smith cover. Jack Smith has brought in the big guns. He's brought in the naval ships, bombarding the shore. He's doing what has to be done. But he can't indict 100 people. There's 7 states with these crooked people and these fake electors. And in Michigan, the attorney general has indicted them. In Georgia, they're about to be indicted. But what about Wisconsin? What about Pennsylvania? What about Arizona? What about Nevada? What about New Mexico? What about these states? This was indictable. It should be indicted. You can't sit back and say, what the hell? What's going to happen is if they're not indicted, this lawsuit against this criminal prosecution of Trump will go forward, or against this one, against that one. But these guys, what, they skate out and they go, well, you know, apparently it was okay in Wisconsin. It's not okay in Wisconsin. Indict them. We're going to the lines in order. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, even if it was supposedly legitimate to have that other slate of electors that from the state of Wisconsin, Bob Spindell should not have been on the list because he actually holds the office of trust or profit under the United States.
It's not okay. Hold on. It's not okay. That is an incorrect premise. It's not okay to have fake electors. I understand that Bob Spindell was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. That's another reason he shouldn't have been in there. But the woman who was an alder up in De Pere shouldn't have been in there. And the one on the county board in Sheboygan shouldn't have been there. None of these people should have been there. It is not okay to have fake electors. They've got to be indicted. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Great show today. I don't know what the hell's wrong with these people that did this to begin with. You're in a political party, the GOP. They used to be pretty much on the up and up. I mean, I never had a problem with Tommy Thompson, Dale Schultz. The list goes on and on. But to try to take my vote, that's serious. I don't know how other people feel about this, but they should be pretty disgusted, and these people need to be held to the full extent of the law here, Matt. I mean, we could have ended up with Trump as president, and I don't want Trump anywhere near any office. The man is unstable, in my opinion. I mean, I feel like Trump's kind of a guy, you get a knock at the door and say, hey, you said something bad about me, come with us, you know? I mean, it drives me nuts. Matt, this bothers me. It really bothers me that people tried to take my vote and nothing is being done about it. I'm going to let you go today.
Fortunately, Jack Smith is doing plenty about it. Okay, he's doing plenty about it. The Attorney General of Michigan is doing plenty about it. And Fannie Willis is only a DA, not even the Attorney General, DA of a county, Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia, is doing plenty about it. So more's got to do plenty about it, including here in Wisconsin. Now, thanks for calling. One other thing I want to point out is the Republican Party is rallying around Trump. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, he says this is a sham. Elise Stefanik, the number three, she's the gal from upstate New York. She's really bad news. As she goes, this is just weaponizing it, and it's a sham, and it's wrong. And look, Jordan said, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, quote, when you drain the swamp fights back. Hey, Jordan, you are the swamp. You are the swamp. Trump's the swamp. You see what I'm saying? Trump is the swamp. And the six co-conspirators are the swamp. And the fake electors are the swamp. You see that? So it's not a matter of the swamp fighting back. The swamp tried to overtake us. And you're saying you want to drain the swamp. I want to drain the swamp. I want to drain you. I want you to get the hell out of here. I want the fake electors out of here. I want the six co-conspirators out here, and I want Trump out of it. Yeah, we will drain the swamp. That is what is going on. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I
will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 66. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 90 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 59. High temperatures reach up to 85 Friday under overcast skies. 80 Saturday, chance for scattered rain showers. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Roger of Stevens Point. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Roger?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I have an idea who the number six person is. I would believe that's Jenny Thomas.
You know something? Jeez. You know, the funny thing is, actually, that's not funny at all. She did get, she was instrumental. That's, by the way, everybody, that's Clarence Thomas's wife. Clarence Thomas, of course, is the crooked guy that takes money, and he was the 5-4 swing vote that gutted the Voting Rights Act in Shelby County, threw out Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs case, and he in Citizens United, he was the swing vote, 5-4. So we Roger of Stevens Point has a good insight. It could be Jenny Thomas. actually, Andrew of Detroit came in and said it was Peter Navarro, and then we got a guess after that it was. Say Peter Navarro, and then it was Steve Bannon. That was a good one. But Jenny Thomas, yes, she orchestrated or helped. Fundamentally, she was involved in orchestrating the fake electors, and she is a lobbyist. So you know something? We've had three excellent suggestions, Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, and Jenny Thomas. And I think it's going to be somebody prominent like this. You know, all three of those names are well known in this whole thing. It's not going to be, you know, Joe Schmo at a Ladysmith, okay? I mean, if it is Joe Schmo at a Ladysmith, good for him. He's going to get some name recognition, but it's not going to be Joe Schmo from Ladysmith, all right? So thank you. Great, great idea. Let me tell you a couple of things. Donald Trump right now is thrashing out to knife his co-defendants and knife others. If the Republican Party does not understand that this guy is not loyal to anybody, then they are destined to go down. He is now blaming the six co-conspirators, five of them lawyers, saying he relied on advice of counsel, put them in jail, number one. He's saying that with Walt Nauta and with his fellow Oliveira, he hired their lawyers. Remember that Cassidy Hutchinson said a Trump lawyer told her to lose her memory, that she didn't remember anything, which frankly is unethical. These guys, these are low-level guys. They're probably fundamentally good guys. They work for him. It's the best job they ever had. They're loyal to him. And a lawyer paid by him is, they're not cooperating. If they had a brain in their head, they cooperate. And they don't have to hurt him. They can just say, yeah, he told me to do it. They denied that. Benauta, anyway, denied that under oath. He's trying to be loyal. I get it. He's from Guam. You know, this is the best job he ever had. This is very sad. He will see Nauta and Oliveira go to jail. He'll knife the six co-conspirators, and he just threatened the Republican caucus yesterday, saying, "If you don't vote to impeach Joe Biden, I will primary you." He has no loyalty; his word is no good. Randall LaPorte is my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randall?
Hey, Matt. You were talking earlier about Ron Johnson and the Wisconsin and Michigan co-conspirator list. I heard as recently as 10 or 10 days ago that the reason it didn't get to Pence's office is because the office of Ron Johnson, prior to sending the information, called the office of Mike Pence and said, "We got this list we'd like to send you." And Mike Pence's office said, "We don't want the list. Don't send it to us." And
That's as far as it went. That's why Ron Jensen says he was only involved for 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's you're accurate in what happened, but I want to give you a little extra context. Ron Johnson, chief of staff, at his direction, contacted Pence's chief of staff and said, "I have the Trump electors from," and I thought it was only Michigan. Paragraph 101 of the indictment says Michigan, Wisconsin, so we'll see, but at least Michigan. And Pence's chief of staff at that point said, "Don't send it," because at that point Pence had been wavering. But then he talked to a number of people who said, "Not only is it wrong to do it, but you're going to get in a hell of a lot of trouble doing that." Pence chickened out. Pence is not a hero. Pence chickened out. But it is a felony. It is wrong, just like any other felony, if you attempt to commit it and it is foiled by the target of it or the co-conspirator in it. Remember something. In a conspiracy doesn't have to be a successful conspiracy. It can be an attempt at a conspiracy. Here, the fact is that some fake electors were given to Pence, and he didn't use them. And he said no, and then Ron Johnson chickened out. You can join a conspiracy after it started. You don't have to be in it right from the start. You can be in a conspiracy for a short period of time. You can attempt, all you have to do is show overt acts in the conspiracy, something you did to further the objective of the conspiracy, whether or not it was successful. Here, Ron Johnson's chief of staff at his direction said to Pence's chief of staff, "I have the fake Michigan electors." And according to paragraph 101, he may have said Wisconsin ones too. We'll find out. And Pence had chickened out. So he told his chief of staff, we can't get involved in this, or I can go to the slammer. So the chief of staff goes, "We don't want him. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. We don't want him. We don't want him. Fake electors, what's that?" And so what? That's a conspiracy on the part of Ron Johnson. It's a conspiracy on the 10 electors, fake electors, who met and then sent it off to the archives in the Senate. Part of the conspiracy were the people who set up the conference room. Part of the conspiracy is concealment. They didn't put this on the marquee as, there's this room and these guys are meeting to vote on the Trump electors. They said, "Don't tell anybody." Somebody goes there and they go, "Nobody here but us chickens, boss. Nobody here but us chickens." These guys, they're sneaky. When somebody is sneaky and he's trying to do something wrong like that, it's a conspiracy. Now, when I hope Josh Call indicts these people. I mean, Jack Smith needs backup. If you're in a war like this and the main guy, Jack Smith, brings out the big guns, you want some lieutenants on either side going after the rest of the fake electors. They're doing it in Michigan. They're about to do it in Georgia. They got to do it here. And they also got to do it in Pennsylvania and Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico. Let's do it. Let's give some backup to good old Jack Smith. He is doing the job. So thanks for calling, but I got news for you. If you tried to give somebody the means to commit the felony and he goes, "No, I've chickened out. I'm withdrawing from the conspiracy." And you say, "Well, I was never in the first place. It was only 3 seconds." That doesn't cut it. That is not the law. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a rolling stone.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News.